Okay, we're going to start again. We're on 47A1. about 10 lines down. That in the they said, on the if a person goes into bed and he realizes that he forgot the davar, we don't, we're not matrich him to go down because I guess that's part of the idea of it being rishus. So this being such a big tercha to go, you know, once you're like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, you undo your belt, you don't have to interrupt your meal. This is kind of like that. Okay. Amr Rab Zeiro, come on to have Vinon Avad came. Whenever I would do so, in other words, whenever he would go to bed and remind himself that he forgot Ma'ariv and then therefore skipped Ma'ariv. So what he would doing is he would be lying in bed sittering. He'd be terrified. Because the whole theme of Ma'ariv is the whole idea of Ma'ariv is praying that we shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't have the mazikin come attack us. And lacking that tefillah, he was very scared. Less like al kahado.
They tell you that Kriyas Shema and all that.
Apparently not. Apparently that wasn't enough or something.
You stay in bed?
No, you can't daven in Ma'ariv. No. No. That's only b'di'eved if you're sick, right? Less lach ala kahadah. Let's see, how do you translate this? You do not have any leniency regarding Ma'ariv other than what? Well, that's kind of like a strange sentence. There are Rabbi Mefaked la'abdul amari. So Rabbi told his speaker, Akhris k'mitzi bura, always call out, right? Manda masli yatsi ramshah. That if you want to daven Ma'ariv, you can daven while the sun is still up. This is we mentioned the idea that again, this is again that you can daven from plag. He said the same thing. Same idea. But in other words, there's this one kula that we will accept that you can start from plag. Let's go on. Amar Yaakov bar Acha Tani Tamon. Tfilas Arav Mach. Is it a chayv or is it rishos? So it's a machlok. So Rabbi Gamliel says it's chayva. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm a rishos. I'm a Rabbi Chanino. Asyani len pagavasa. Okay, no pagavasa. So this machlok is totally in another machlok. Man de mar chayva eni ilo patar shalerf. Remember we had a machlok before whether the ilo would patar myrav. So it's totally zevazet. If you hold that it's a chayva, so then the ilo won't patar myrav because just like the ilo is a chayva, myrav is just a bigger chayva. So you can't have the ilah patering the ma'ariv. But man the yom rishos, if you hold the rishos, then the ilah pateras ma'ariv, then it would be patering. Ma'isiv v'talmud echad shabav shal shab Yeshua. Tfilos ha'arav ma'ariv. So he asked Rabbi Yeshua, this is the famous story. We'll go through the story quickly because everybody knows this story. And he asked Rabbi Yeshua, and Yeshua said him, rishos, he told him it's rishos. Bav shal shab Gamliel, so he asked Rabbi Gamliel, tfilos ha'arav ma'ariv, he asked the same question, it's obligation. Your Talmud, although it's a Yeshua, I guess it's this Rabbi Gamliel's Talmud, and he told me that it was a Shus. What's going on here? You say Chavon, he says a Shus. So Rabbi Gamliel said to to this person, tomorrow, let's make a plan. I'm going to walk in, and you get up and ask this question, like this will be the public question. That's how Allah has us. So the next day that the Talmud went through with the plan, and he asked Rabbi Gamliel, "Tfilas ha'arav mahu?" So he calls out, "What's the din? Tfilas ha'arav? Is it rishos or is it chayva?" I'm like chayva. He says it's chayva. I'm like, "Rabbi Yeshua, I'm like rishos." So he calls out in public. Rabbi Yeshua told me it's not a chayva. He told me it's rishos. I'm Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, atu I'm the rishos. He said, "Is that true that you said it was rishos?" I'm like, "No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it was rishos." In the bottom, it says that he didn't want to, 22, have respect for the Nasi to preserve the public comfort. Anyway, he wanted to conceal his opposition. Stand up and let them testify against you because I have Talmidim here who heard you say it was Rishos. He was standing all day and he was dashing, and the whole nation all the people started, you know, murmuring that this is not proper covenant for Rabbi Yeshua. They told him Chutzpah was the announcer. After us home, send everybody home. Say, Ad kan Rabbi Isai, time to go home. Omer Rabbi Zin and Hachazan, they said the same thing to the Chazan. Mor, tell everybody it's time to go. Hiskol v'Omar. So he started. This Rabbi Zin immediately announced that it's time to go. Hiskol v'Omar call Om al Raglehem. Everybody got up and stood up. And v'Om b'loy kia al mi loy avro ro'oschotom. For whom has your evil not constantly passed? So what's that got to do with anything in this pasuk? Constantly, they alluded to two other incidents. In other words, this wasn't the first time Rabbi Leal caused trouble for Talmidim. So there are other incidents, and we're not going to go through those incidents now. But the point is that this is like a, you know, like, I don't want to say the word three-time loser, but it's like a three-time offender. He's already caused other offenses. So they're getting a little tired of this behavior. And they want to dethrone Rabbi Gamliel from being the Nasi. So the next page, 47b, they went ahead and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria to be the new Nasi. Then now the Yerushalmi has that he was 16 years old. Ben Sheish Esrei Shonahai. He was 16 years old. Yeah, they're calling it Nasi.
I think they made him Nasi first, and they made him out, gave it back to them a year later.
It says, I was just reading the English on 47A4. That's what it says. As a result of this incident, Rabbi Gamliel was deposed from his position as Nasi. I was just reading that. Nasi means the head of the yeshiva, I guess. Yeah.
They made him Nasi, and then after that, he promised to behave himself, Gamliel. So they made him the Nasi, and then they made the...
Yeah, we're going to read the story right now.
What?
We're about to read the whole story, yeah.
Oh, you're going to read it?
Yeah. It's coming right up. Yeah. Yeah, the whole story's right here. It's
okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know it from the Bavli, for sure. Yeah. Nismali Karosha Savis, his head became full of gray hair. I think that there's a possibility here on the bottom. I think he quoted from the Seder Haggadah that says that he was 13. But anyway.
Yeah, there was one.
So we have various sheikhs, whether it was 18, 17, 16, 13, it doesn't make a difference.
Teenager.
Whatever it is, he's way too young. Yeah. Rabbi Leo was a zaken. So imagine if you were Rabbi Gamliel and you were like the Rosh Yeshiva and people coming from all over here, you hear him, and they tell you to please step down, and they put a kid up instead of you. What a patch and punim that was to him. You know, you're going to replace me with a teenager? It's unbelievable.
Wasn't it a patch and punim to tell Rabbi Yeshiva to stand up?
It doesn't matter. I'm not condoning that behavior, but you do not insult people publicly like this. That's right. Hi, Rabbi Kiva Yashu Mitzar. So Rabbi Kiva was very Mitzar for Omar Loshu Ben Tar Yosef Imeni. In other words, it says here Rabbi Kiva wasn't chosen to be the Rosh Shiva, but he said he comforted himself. And he said, not that he is a bigger Bentara than me, it's not that he knows more than me. Rather, who ben gadolim yosem imeni, he has yichas. Asheranam shizik v'yavaisam, asheranam sheishal yosem malitolis, what happy is a person who has a peg upon which to rely upon, because obviously he had yichas, and Rabbi Kiva was ben Gerim, right? So, what was his peg that Rabbi Kiva is referring to? Shohai Dorsil Ezra. So he was 10 generations down from Ezra. That's obviously pretty good news. Okay. Now, during those 10 years, it says over here in the notes over here that he had restricted entrance into the Beis Medrash, the famous, what I call the Toho Kaboro test. You know what the Toho Kaboro test is?
Yeah.
How do I test this? How do I test to see if you're a Tohu Kaboro? What would be the test?
Ask them flowers.
Well, how would I be able to tell? I would say to them, if you had a brother like Yosef, would you have been able to say shalom to him? And if he says no, lo yochlu l'davar l'shalom, Rashi says, magid shvachim chayatoichim tabarim, that the shvatim, the way they behaved was that they were on the inside. So if the guy answers the question, no, I would not be able to say hello to him, then you know it's tohu kavaro. That's the only test I could come up with. Okay. Many benches were added. Rabbi Yaakov and Sisi Amar Shmonim Sasolim Hayisham Shaltom Lichacham. There were 80. It sounds like there were 80 benches added. Futsman Hal Eindel Achriya Gera. There was people. I call this the bleachers. So the people standing in the bleachers as well. Rabbi Yosi Rabbon Amar Shlosh Meis Hayisham. Not 80, but there were 300. Futsman Hal Eindel Achriya Gera. Regardless, there were quite a few that were added, and yeah. There was still a lot that didn't get in wet.
Yeah.
No, this is talking about after. This is what happened after they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, took away the Shomer, no more Tochel Kibaro test. Now we have added 80 benches or 300 benches, whatever the number is. Yeah. So the Gemara says, there's another raya that he was installed as Nasi. Ki tesnin and tamon, biyom shahushiva so lozman as I'm bishiva, the day that they appointed him to be the head. So it sounds like, you know, there was a certain day that's like a quote from a Mishnah. So there was apparently a certain day, right? Another proof, tamon tenin, another place. Zem medrash darshav lozman as Aya. This is a special medrash he did with nechacham b'kam b'yavna. In front of the Chacham in Kerem Biyanda, what does it mean, Kerem Biyanda? Kerem HaYisham, was there a vineyard there? They didn't learn it in a vineyard. Elo Talmid Chacham, Shor Yosuyas, Asuyan rather, Shuras Kekerem. They were sitting in like a vineyard. So you see, he was darshaning as kind of like a Rosh Yishi. Okay. Miyad, so let's go back to the story. This is the part you were trying to say before, Shlomo. So he went to each person that he had, you know, offended, to ask Bechila and say, listen, I'm sorry, it was a mistake, I shouldn't have done that. Also, so he went to Rabbi Yeshua. So he found Rabbi Yeshua was like, he had a needle factory. He was busy manufacturing needles. This is great. I don't know how you do this in your home. I don't know exactly how you manufacture needles, but apparently that's what he was doing. On Marley, what?
They were made out of wood.
Made out of wood? So shocked. It says he was shocked. Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Umin Elain at Faye. From this you make a living. From then came a machin alignment. You know, in Yiddish it sounds better. On Marley, so Yeshua said, At Kedon at Boy Neda. You still need to learn this. In other words, meaning, you don't even know anything about my life. This is the way I feel about, you know, my relationship with some older Rebbeim. It's like, you know, you don't know anything about me. You haven't been in touch with me for 40 years. What do you know about my life? Woe to the generation that you're the leader. So he got the message. He says, I've spoken too much against you. I beg forgiveness. And he gave him, of course, Mechila. Now, we have to insert a little part of the story. Now that everybody was Michael him, so now it's time to reappoint him, because the cause, he served his time, so to speak. So now we got to reappoint Rabbi Gamliel back up to the Rosh Hashiva. Now, who's going to go and tell Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he's going to have to step down? Now that's the question. Shochum Gabe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Chan Katsum. So they sent a laundry man. That's how they translate katzar. They sent a laundry man to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to tell him that it's, you know, time to step down.
Chinese?
I don't know exactly. The istamar. He was a laundry man. Yeah. Yeah, that's the next line. This the modern Rabbi Kiva. That's what it says the next line. Some say it was Rabbi Kiva. Not that it was a long commitment. Yeah. Okay. Amalai. So the shli, whoever it was, said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Misha hu mazeh ben mazeh yazeh, he who is the sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler, which is, in other words, referring to the paradum, to the paraduma. So paraduma, the person who is a mazeh, the person who is the kohen, can sprinkle the dam of the mayim, hamataharim of the paraduma, who's a ben mazeh, who's obviously has yichas, he's a kohen ben a kohen, I guess that's a pshat. Mishen a lo ben mazeh, if you're not related, so yem lo mazeh ben mazeh, mimecha meimara ufa efracha efer mikla, is he going to disqualify his waters and his ashes? In other words, he's trying to memramas him that Rabbi Gamliel has not only yichas, he has experience, he also has experience. Is it Kohen? Yeah, but is that? It says over here, the messenger, either laundryman or Rabbi Kiva, intimated that the office of the Nasi ought to be returned to Rabbi Gamliel, who was a descendant of previous Nasiim. Okay, he quotes that from the Pnei Moshe. Right, take a look at the Pnei Moshe. Derech Moshe Hu, Koymar. Right? So he's getting the Rosh Hashiva shaft comes through, as we all know, as we see in current modern day yeshivas. It's, it goes from one Rosh Hashiva to the son. It doesn't go to outside the family usually. Amalai, as long as he's Roy Lakaf, of course. Amalai, so Rosemary, as I said, this Ratzisa, you made up. You were Michael, Rabbi Gamliel. Anivi atem ashkim v'pislish Rabbi Gamliel. So tomorrow morning we're going to go to Rabbi Gamliel's door to let him know that he's reinstated. Afal PK. Nonetheless, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was ready to submit his whole position to Rabbi Gamliel, but they did not take him down completely, right? So the Yerushalmi's version is that they made him the abbest. The Bali's version is that he said 1 week and Rabbi Gamliel said 3 weeks, something like that. So it's a little different. But whatever it is, because Rabbi Shul is not Muslim. The point of it is that, like we see by the Kohen Gadol, that perhaps the Avodah on Yom Kippur, when the primary Kohen Gadol became disqualified, whatever they call that Kohen, I forget, the Skan. Skan Kohen Gadol, right? The replacement. So we say over there that, after that in Kippur, he doesn't go back to being a Kohen Hedget because Milan the Kodesh, they ain't what we did. So it's the same thing here. So once you're Rosh Hashiva.
In Europe, ages ago, they had the right to be Kohen Gadol and the Rosh Hashiva, and then they have had an Av Beis Din in the two separate
positions. Correct. That's correct.
What?
Yeah, this was also two positions. Correct.
Yeah, I was trying to allude to what they did even before then in Europe, they used to be one position. And then in some time they changed it, made it into two positions.
Okay. Okay, we're going to start now Halacha Beis. This is a famous mimer. We'll go through this pretty quickly. Rabbi Nechunya was mispah when he came into Beis Medrash. Ubi Siyasa Tfilah Tzar. He said a short tefillah to himself. They asked him, "What's going on with this tefillah?" Amalahen, b'chnisasi ani mispah shalai Torah tekol ayyadi. Ubi Siyasa ani mispah not de'achav. When I go in, I am mispah that nothing, no mikshah should happen. And when I go out, I'm mispah el. I thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for my chelik. I'm busy learning. So the main thing to know here, okay, we'll just read another line. I'll just tell you the Rambam. Rambam Pirsha Mishnayos right here on the spot. I mentioned this earlier, says that you see from the Lashon of the Gemara, Gemara's going to say right away, but the Safso Mahu Omer, he asks, what does he say? He doesn't say Mahoya Omer. It's not a question of what the Chunya said. It's what do you say? So the Rambam is Madaik from that Lashon. You see that this is not a Rishus, but it's actually a chovah. He learns that this is obligatory to make this tefillah. It's interesting that very few people say this tefillah. Yeah. That will be a busha for him to paskin wrong both in this world and the next world. How is it a busha in this world? It's embarrassing that you got something wrong, and all of Abba, how is it a busha?
You're causing somebody to do something wrong.
Because you're probably causing a chet, right? You're causing somebody to be chote, to eat something that's treif when you said it was kosher, something like that, right? Maybe that's the pshat. I want you to just keep that in mind because we're going to have it. Maybe we'll have it. I don't know. Maybe we won't have it because I think I prepared too far ahead. But I just want to reference in this week's parsha, since it came up, right? Yehuda said, he said that in parsha's English last week, and he said also this week as well. He's recounting the story. So what does Rashi say over there? Kol hayamim. What does Rashi say? Olam haba. So I just want to get clarity here. When you learn that Rashi, and he said to Yaakov that if I don't bring Binyamin back with Chotasi, Lefal Kol Hayam, and Rashi said it meant Olam Haba. What did he mean by that statement? That I will send to you in Olam Haba. What does that mean? So you think he's giving up his Olam Haba? If he doesn't bring it back, he's telling Yaakov that Chotasi Lefal, that I will give up my Olam Haba. That's the way you learn it. I got to tell you, I never learned it that way. One guy in the Mesvanish today said that pshat. I always thought the pshat was that when I come up in Olam Haba, you're going to be braggis at me. I'm going to have, you know, like there's a certain relationship in Olam Haba also.
Forever.
It's a forever thing. And I didn't think he was giving up his whole Olam Haba. What? No, whatever.
He was not even going to get into Olam Haba because of this. That's why when they took his bones,
they were shaking around.
He never made it into Olam Haba until
they prayed for him. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, let's just keep it in mind over here. Here it says Nimtasim is Bayesh Olam Haba. That there is a sense of bushra and Olam Haba as well as an Olam Hazet. When he leaves the basement, he says, okay, I'm not going to translate it. He was quoting Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Panas was saying something over the name of Rabbi Yaakov, and what he was saying was that Rabbi Lazar was mispalo three tefillos. I think that's a shot, right?
He added
three additional prayers. Yeah. So my wife, what were these prayers? So. It could be that some people are going to learn that he's saying these prayers after each shachas nechamayrav. There are those who say that there's a chalik of each prayer, which is nageya each tefila. It's different ways to learn it. But anyway, tell us, we don't want hatred to be on other people should hate us. We don't want to hate other people. We don't want to have other people to have jealousy of us. We don't be jealous of other people. Here's an interesting one. Your Torah should be our blocha all our days of our lives. Yeah. I just want to see something. Is it here? No, I think maybe it's later on. This is something else. There's something else. It'll come up soon. He added another thing. So Yaakov Avinu, Liyar Shemekos, Rakim Komash Tanesa, so Kavenel Komash Hafta, take us away from what you hate, take us close to what you like. Sasi, when I'm talking about Shemekos, who charitable things with us, fight. They said the following. A person wakes up in the morning. Okay, this is very important. Person wakes up and he was sleeping the whole night. So he has to make a bracha, which is like very similar to Lokai Neshama Shonasata Bitahiri Yatavarasa, right? That's exactly what we're saying in a different way.
Be Baini.
So he doesn't
mean what
you say in Shmoneh Esrei? Yeah, I find it hard to believe that he's referring to Shmoneh Esrei because he seems to say this is as soon as he wakes up, right?
Their sleep is the
60th of death. Yeah. That's what it says. So it's appropriate for him to say it. Although we do not recite this blessing upon awakening, we do recite all kind of show. Okay, same idea. Yeah, I don't think this is the Shmoneh Esrei, because I think all he said was, Baruch Atah Hashem L'chaim Yemeisim, has nothing to do with Shmoneh Esrei. Ribayni, then he said, my master, Chotosiloch. This is a very strange thing. As soon as you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say is, I sinned? You didn't do anything. You were sleeping all night. What's up, Shad? I've sinned. What kind of vidui is this? You had bad thoughts when you were dreaming? I'm not sure exactly. Why are you waking up saying Chatasi Lach? You didn't do anything. I found this very strange. 44. They're concerned that they had transgressed during the previous night through sinful or idle thoughts. Okay, fine. You should only be thinking good thoughts. Next. I'm gonna just do one thing real quick, because I don't want the recording to be 2 pages. One second, I want to shut the recording for a second.